Hi, this is Danielle Fedor, and I'm reporting back from the March for Immigrants' Rights from Davis to Sacramento, a march of over 100 pedestrians, which occurred on March 10th. That was this Monday. Over 100 people, mostly students, walked from Davis to Sacramento, across the causeway, through West Sacramento, all the way to the Capitol, where they met with several thousand protesters who rallied at the state capitol. The protest was sparked by H.R. 4437, a bill that would make it a felony to aid or assist an undocumented immigrant. Additionally, many people were pushing for a kinder and gentler immigration policy to come out of the Senate in the debates of the many laws that have been proposed as a compromise. So what you'll hear next is a sound collage from the four-hour journey across the causeway through West Sacramento and into the state capitol to rally with the other protesters.
And we're going to march across the causeway, and we're going to be extremely orderly and peaceful. This is the first march that I've been on.
Ooh, that's exciting.
It is exciting.
Is it your first protest?
It is my first protest.
From here.
It's an immense body of water. We've been walking for the past more than 2 miles, close to three, and it is entirely flooded. Probably, you know, you just see the tips of trees, and the water is maybe just 15 feet below us. A river of cars on the right, and a real river on our left. It's only fun because people are honking. Lots of truck drivers are honking. It's great to see, well, it's essentially all the working people who are honking for us.
There's this group of girls who keep lifting their arms up and down, like they're trying to get people to honk in the big trucks.
I think those are high school and middle school students, and they're having a blast.
My name is Karima Prado.
And where are you from? Are you from Davis?
I'm from Redwood City, but my sister goes to UC Davis.
Cool. Are you a high school student or?
No, I'm actually in middle school. Me and my little brother are in middle school, but we just came.
Yeah. Did you get in any trouble for skipping school today?
No, actually I'm on spring break.
How come you decided to come out today? Why is it important to you?
It's important to me because I have like a lot of family that come from Mexico, and it's just really important for me to support and go against the bill because we think that's wrong. Yeah, what they're gonna do to immigrants, that's not right.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Oh no, just all you Mexicans, everybody who's against the bill, please go out and protest.
How old are you?
11.
And did your sister make you come out today, or you decided to come out on your own?
I decided to come with her.
Hi! Are you the oldest sister of these two?
Yes, I am.
What's your name?
Maricela Prado.
How come you got your sister and your brother out here today?
Well, I just think it's a really great learning experience for them. You know, because my dad was an illegal once, and so, you know, we gotta fight for our raza.
How did your family become legalized, or your dad?
During amnesty, they came in the 70s, early 70s. So, yeah, they got the amnesty in the 80s. Hope that this law doesn't pass, and we don't all get arrested, because I know we've all helped an illegal once or twice or many times. I know my family has.
It takes us an hour and a half to cross the causeway into West Sac, and when we get there, there's a welcoming committee of sorts, several cop cars that are waiting for us, and a few photographers. There's no confrontation between the police and the protesters. They just watch us from a distance and move their cars every once in a while to keep up. There's the women working at McDonald's who strain out of the driveway window to wave at us as we walk past. And this man at a taqueria stands on the corner and waves and smiles broadly. But the real welcoming doesn't happen until we cross the bridge into the city of Sacramento proper and meet with the other group of protesters who are rallying at the Southside Park and marching over to the Capitol itself. As soon as we join them, there's music and there's singing and there's chanting and there's rattles and dancers, and there's this man with a broad smile who comes up to us and starts talking.
You're gonna be a little bit.
What's your name?
Jose.
And where are you from?
I'm from Mexico. But I'm a resident of this country for the last 40 years. I came to this country in 1964. And believe it or not, I'm not a citizen yet, you see?
Why aren't you a citizen yet?
That's a formality. I feel more citizen than many that they just came 5 or 10 years ago. I contribute to this country with 4 wonderful kids, an accountant, a teacher, a bilingual teacher, another technician, an expert on computers, you know, and communication, and another one that just works, you know, like me, auto mechanic. And I'm over here mainly because this reminds me of the big festivals in my country. You would see, you would mix, you would see the show of the dancers, because it was the saint of the town that you were celebrating. But we are that kind of a mix, you know? The old culture and the new culture, the old religion and the new religion, all that. We are an strange mix of all that, but that's our culture. And I feel very proud about that. We are good people. We are hard workers, religious, obedient, and we don't ask for much. We are friendly, you know. We have a good time, happy. I'm so happy to see my people gathering like they are doing today, you know.
How many people do you think are here today?
Oh, I consider nothing less than 4,000. Nothing less. I might be wrong, and I can see people from different different styles, lifestyles over here. I can see right over there someone from my church, you know, and I hear the ones that are not Catholic, different faiths, different religions, and that doesn't make me uncomfortable. That made me feel better. I don't know why, you know. When I see you guys from the school in Davis, I feel good. I feel comfortable. I feel like someone is sharing the cause, the ideals in some way. It's nice for me to know that you guys are interested in our point of view. Because as I said minutes before, this is of importance, this affects this law, these strange laws that are being debated. Are gonna affect you, it doesn't matter what your color. This should be taking place only in the Germany of the 1940s, of the Hitler. It's horrible how we are in many ways emulating them. We are about, they tore down the wall in Berlin, and we are about to build another one with Mexico. I guess saying that, I close my case with that.